Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr., and I'll be your host today on a program that we're calling Old Dances, Old Recordings. Now, old dances can mean a lot of things, a lot of collection of dances. Medieval dances are really old, and I think it was mentioned on this program sometime in the past, or many times in the past, medieval dances exist only with about 45 or close to 50 dances, because most of those medieval dances were never written down musically. I assume they thought that there's no reason to write them down. Everyone danced them, so everyone knew them. But as we got into the Renaissance period, we have large collections of dances that have been written down, and it's with those Renaissance dances that we're going to listen to today. We're going to begin with dances by Praetorius. Praetorius composed a whole collection of dances called Terpsichore. Terpsichore is the muse of the dance, and we have quite a few streets here in New Orleans named after the nine muses. However, we say, I think, Terpsichore as a different pronunciation here in New Orleans. Terpsichore is the correct pronunciation of the muse of the dance, and we're going to begin with music of the dance, those dances, played by the New York Pro Musica, which happens to be probably the oldest early music ensemble in the United States, originally performing some of their first concerts in the late 1950s. This suite of dances consists of seven dances, and we'll listen to an intermezzo, and then two galliards, a fanfare, a piece called La Bourrée, and then a courant, and ending with a pazzemezzo. And again, it's the New York Pro Musica under the direction of its founder, Noah Greenberg.
Thank you.
a suite of dances from the ensemble New York Pro Musica. The dances Michael Pretorius composed, about 300 dances in a group called Terpsichore. Terpsichore, as I mentioned before, was the muse of the dance, and he composed all 300 or so of these dances in honor of the muse of the dance. It's interesting about Noah Greenberg, who founded the New York Pro Musica. He founded that in the, I think, in around 1952. He was a merchant seaman and was involved politically in lots of things that were out of the ordinary. And he really died at a very young age of 47. And over the years that he was in charge of the New York Pro Musica, he had recorded 28 LPs of the Pro Musica. And I must say, the Pro Musica did perform here in New Orleans two or three times, which I was very happy to have them here when I was president of the New Orleans Friends of Music. And just as a reminder, our program today is called Old Dances and Old Recordings. We're going to stick with the New York Pro Musica recording and listen to another suite of dances, this time by Tilman Suzzato. Suzzato was a music publisher, also a composer. He played musical instruments. He also was a calligrapher. And I remember when I first started playing the recorder, there was a suite of dances that were relatively easy to play in generally three or four parts. And it's from that suite of dances, I think that dates from 1551, that we're going to hear seven of them right now. A boss dance, a branle, a rondo, another boss dance, an allemande, which was a German-type dance, and then two pavanes. Again, the New York Pro Musica and a suite of dances by Tilman Suzzato.
Thank you.
a group of dances by Tilman Suzzato, this is around 1551, from a collection known as Danzerie. And I must say it brought back lots of memories because it's these dances that I first learned to play in a ricotta consort. This is just a few years ago, just comically speaking. Our program today is devoted to old dances and old recordings. This recording, again, of the New York Pro Musica was made back in the 1950s. Returning now to the New York Renaissance Band, and this recording was done, I think, in the 1980s. And we're going back to Terpsichore, the muse of the dance. The ensemble made a CD of four suites of dances from Terpsichore, and we're going to listen to two of those suites, the first in G major, the second in F major, which contains a total of, I think, about 15 or 16 dances. And we have all kinds of instruments, including cornetto, shawms, ricardas, crumb horns, sackbuts, a Baroque violin, and a few other things, including harpsichord and naturally percussion and bass viol. So these two suites of dances from Terpsichore featuring the New York Renaissance Band under the direction of Sally Logerman.
Thank you.
and ending with two suites of dances from Terpsichore, The Muse of the Dance by Michael Pretorius. That particular recording was made in 1985, and I did mention that the recording with the New York Pro Musica was made about, I think, 1959. It was also put on early TV. And fortunately, we do have a copy of that TV in our records. And amazingly enough, they look so formal and informal dress playing this early music. But we hope you've enjoyed the early music, and perhaps you should get out your dancing shoes and go do some dancing in Terpsichore or Terpsichore Street here in New Orleans. Hope you've enjoyed the program, Old Dances and Old Recordings, and I'll see you next week, and have a good week.